we've put together criteria as well as an evaluation process that looks at obviously some fundamental things: familiarity with FSMA, the NIST 800 series, experience in doing ANA work. We also have added in specific ISO standards that are relevant to third-party assessment organizations. And one thing we, I think, spent some time on making crystal clear in the session on Friday was that there must be an absolute wall of separation between if an organization is both providing cloud services and doing independent third-party assessments. So that'll be a very strong test that we have to see a clear firewall between those capabilities.
One of the things that we're really looking for from a competency standpoint is experience both on the quality side and specifically on the security and authorization side. So the application lays out what are the specific areas in which the organizations need to demonstrate expertise, and then how will that be evaluated?
So, Dave, let me back up for a sec, because you mentioned something interesting, a clear firewall. We're going to step outside of cloud for a second, but over the years, that conflict of interest, that wall has been really tough for a lot of vendors. We've heard instances where you have a vendor who does independent verification validation services, and then they also bid on the project too, and there's been some famous examples of people who've really fallen into that trap of both bidding and writing the requirements. What do you say in this notice that says, show us how strong this wall of separation is?
The key, Jason, is that we're relying upon specific ISO standards, which is a higher bar, or I guess I should say a clearer bar, that an organization has to conform to demonstrate that separation in functionality. So it's not just an arbitrary, tell us how you're doing it. The ISO standard is extremely clear in terms of the criteria and the evidence that must be presented to demonstrate that separation. So I think that's the distinguishing factor, is that we're pulling from the NIST experience and establishing, again, third-party independent assessment organizations. It's not just an IVNV function. This is a specific type of activity that NIST recognizes in its conformity assessment process. We are definitely being crystal clear about that separation.
And the specific standard is ISO 17020, and it looks specifically for independence, impartiality, and integrity in that process, so that the evidence of independence and impartiality will be taken quite seriously.
One of the things about this is, would you expect, and maybe it's hard to say now, but do you expect to see companies do both, meaning be a cloud service provider and be a third party?
I think one way to think about that is that there are likely to be some large organizations that have expertise in both areas and have the capability of putting in place that really rigorous, robust firewall such that they can do both. But we also expect that there will be a number of smaller companies who have niche expertise in providing security assessments, who will choose and make a business decision to provide third-party assessment services rather than cloud services. Similarly, there'll be some niche cloud providers who don't want to do both. They strictly want to provide cloud services.
So we also got a question at the session, and we made this clarification crystal clear as well, is if an entity is in either side of this business. It's in cloud integration services, for example, or it's in the third-party assessment business, and it adds the other in and announces that it's doing so. You know, we won't accept that. In fact, if a third-party assessment organization on its website one day said, hey, by the way, we're also a web services provider, we would absolutely pull them off the 3PAO certified list until they demonstrate how that wall of separation has been created. So we're trying to, again, be crystal clear and fair and also transparent how the process works.
That question was asked in several different ways at the industry day. And one of the things that we really want to emphasize is that the success of FedRAMP depends on the integrity and the rigor of these third-party assessments. And if there's any question that they're not done fairly, consistently, and with real independence, that would undermine the whole concept of FedRAMP. So that's one of the reasons why we're being so determined to make sure that those third-party assessments are, in fact, done by organization that is independent of cloud services.
How is GSA going to follow up, or how is NIST or the JAB, the Joint Authorization Board, how are they going to follow up with these third-party accreditors to make sure that that wall is in place? They may say, okay, our wall is in place, but what kind of follow-up will you guys be doing?
Through the assessment process, it is largely evidence submitted as required by the ISO standard and some other activities. That's the basis upon which we're doing the evaluation. At any point, similar to an ATO or an ANA process, I should say, if we feel there's some need to actually go further, or if there is, for example, there could be a complaint issued, somebody saying, well, so-and-so's company seems to be doing both services. Are you aware of that? We need to do some sort of follow-up based upon that. We'll do it. We don't have the bandwidth or the workforce to go out and actually do, you know, on-the-site, day-to-day enforcement activities of this. It's a reasonableness test. It's an evidence test. And certainly, again, we have the power to be able to pull somebody from this listing if they demonstrate that they're not operating in accordance with the rules.